The Rosebud Sioux Tribe Utilities Commission is holding 2 days of hearings on the Keystone XL pipeline. The commission is responding to TC Energy's plans to build a pipeline that crosses Rosebud Trust land adjacent to the reservation. The commission served notice of the hearing on TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, but no representatives showed up. Commissioners started the hearing by giving representatives of TC Energy time to speak. When no one came forward, the commission moved on to public testimony. Cedric Goodhouse of Standing Rock is a member of the Hunkpapa Treaty Council. Like other speakers, he says Indigenous nations should rely on the authority of treaties.
We say it in speeches, we say it in protests, we say it all over that, you know, water is priceless. When we're given the opportunity through a treaty right, that's the place where we need to say that.
Goodhouse cites the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that upheld the hunting rights of the Crow tribe based on the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868.
We're starting to define these agreements in our terms. They've been around for 150 years, expecting that they're going to be honored. But with the recent ruling from the Crow tribe, those still mean something.
The battle against the Keystone XL pipeline is right now a legal fight, with most cases heard in Montana federal courts. An injunction placed late last year is still in effect, but the possibility of violent confrontation looms over all negotiations. Wayne Frederick is a Sichangu who has held several leadership positions in tribal government. He says pipeline opponents built a camp on Rosebud in 2014, fearing the fight would turn physical. But he says treaty law could prevail.
We've been on this journey. We knew it's coming, and it's finally in the point where, you know, we have to be able to argue it in courts. We have to be able to unify as a Lakota nation. We have to be able to unify right here on Rosebud.
The Rosebud Utilities Commission is considering what steps need to be taken to regulate the pipeline if it is eventually allowed to progress. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.